My guest today is Jared Singer of Sling County FSA.
Larry, good to be with you. Commodity Market Facilitation Program, or MFP. Now, MFP provides compensation to producers who have been affected by the ongoing trade issues. Sign-up began for that program back in September. Originally, payments were calculated using 50% of a producer's harvested 2018 production. But recently, as you've probably heard, USDA has announced that a payment will be issued on the remaining 50% of production, and that'll be at the same payment rates as that first 50% of production. A few of those rates are pertinent here in Saline County would be a penny a bushel on corn, $1.65 on soybeans, 86 cents on sorghum, and 14 cents on wheat. Now, if you've already signed up for MFP, no additional action is needed. The second payment will be issued automatically. But if you haven't already signed up, you do need to opt in to the program no later than January 15th of 2019. And you do need to finish harvesting all of the crop you're applying for before you provide production. Once you've opted in by that January 15th deadline, you actually have until May 1st to provide your 2018 production numbers for any of those eligible commodities. Now, when you're ready to sign up, we will need your total production for all of your farming interests in all counties. We do not need the production by farm or by county. We just need the total for the person applying. And you can certify your production at the time of sign up, but if you are selected for a spot check, you will need to be able to provide production evidence to substantiate the production that you submitted for the program. Applications are submitted for each person or entity who has an interest in an eligible commodity. The application, again, is not by farm, it's by person. So, for example, Larry, if you and I shared a farm 50-50, we had corn this year, I would submit an application for my 50% of those bushels, and you would submit an application for your 50% of the bushels. If you're a multi-county producer, your recording county will process your application. You can submit the application in any FSA office, but it will be forwarded on to your recording county for processing and the issuance of the payment. So far in Saline County, Larry, we've approved over $8 million in MFP benefits for producers. And again, I just want to make sure people are aware, if you're not done with harvest or haven't made it into the office yet to apply for the program, remember that January 15th deadline is the deadline when you need to sign the form and opt into the program. And May 1st is the deadline to submit production numbers for your commodities. And Larry, the last thing I wanted to mention is a little bit of an update on the government shutdown. A lapse in federal funding occurred at midnight on Friday, December 21st. However, FSA County office employees have continued working through this week through the use of some funding that was carried over from the prior fiscal year. But that funding is expected to be exhausted by Friday, December 28th. If funding has not been restored by then, county FSA offices will be closed and employees will be furloughed until appropriations have been restored. Now, Larry, this is a little bit of a unique situation compared to some prior government shutdowns that we've had, in that each USDA agency is operating under different appropriations. So, for example, NRCS may remain open even after FSA employees have been furloughed. So it might be a good idea just to call the office if you're wanting to stop by, call NRCS and make sure that they're available. But again, it's working a little bit differently than it has in the past. That's what we know today. And of course, any action by Congress could change that.
Thank you very much, Jared.
Thank you, Larry.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.